Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
No big deal. Many organizations teach their workers basic hazard recognition as a part of safety training. They tend to emphasize the hazards with the greatest potential to cause severe injuries. One such training begins to take effect and accident frequency and severity diminishes, the remaining hazards tend to be viewed as no big deal. However, when these no big deal risks are the largest remaining cause of injuries, they also need to be addressed. Training in low probability risks has been the answer for many organizations. Such training often accomplishes another step change in safety lagging indicators after results have hit a plateau. Focusing workers on the most common low probability risks can address a whole other type of accidents that traditional hazard recognition either misses or stops short of addressing. Workers come to realize some risks don't always cause immediate injury, but if repeated often enough, can get them hurt. They realize the limitations of their own common sense and experience and begin to rely on organizational data to create focus on the remaining risks. It is critical that as workers turn their attention to low probability risks, they don't lose their focus or attention on those bigger issues addressed in the earlier stages of safety efforts. Low probability hazard recognition can be a great add-on to traditional hazard recognition, but cannot replace it.
Sign up to receive our monthly newsletter, which includes our latest published articles, videos, blog, upcoming events, and the popular What's Wrong With This Picture game at proactsafety.com/subscribe.